All right, good morning, this is Chairman Brad Holton, call the meeting to order. Listen to this, Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10 o'clock agenda item for fiscal year 2026 budget workshop for the coroner's office. So let's jump right in.
Chairman, Commissioners, good morning.
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 I'm hoping this is the easiest budget you'll have to go through in the process.
Take it.
This year, I'm not asking for any new positions, no new vehicles.
It's a good start.
It's a good start.
Because of those statute changes we had talked about in the past.
Yes.
I don't know if we are still going to keep the contract with Owyhee County and Gem County for revenues. I'm still waiting to hear back. But just in case that we do keep their contract, I'm hoping to still have an annual revenue of about $28,500. Also, in the last discussion, we had talked about increasing autopsy forensic pathology services as needed with Ada County. When our doctor's on vacation or anything that would require pathology services.
Right.
And we needed to up that budget item from $6,600 to $23,000 to cover at least 10 autopsies.
Okay.
In Power Plan, I did attach a quick little draft of what it would cost if they did all of ours versus 10 of ours, if anybody was interested. Mm-hmm. Cost savings.
You're not interested. Sorry.
I do ask that down for my association dues to be increased $250. Several of our associations that we are associated with have increased their prices. So to ensure I don't go red, I do need that $250 increase.
Okay.
I did decrease the uniform budget by $500. When we got our new hires at the beginning of the year, I was able to get them everything they need, so I did drop the balance back down to the original amount the previous year. And I also dropped the miscellaneous supplies, $3,550. Because we were able to replace some faulty equipment. The only other change was to the computer equipment. IT recommended that 5 PCs be replaced at a total of $7,565. Priority, I guess we should. That is up to IT and how important they think that change is. But with all the changes that I have made or requested, the net change between the last year or this year and the upcoming year is $930.
Chairman.
Questions, comments?
I do have a question, and it's a reference that you made without a dollar figure attached where the clerk shut that right down. But can you go...
People listening, there's a lot of sarcasm.
Yes. No, there's some levity here this morning. Yeah.
Just on the record.
No, we appreciate that. It's all in good humor, but people are dying to come to these things anyway. So thanks for giving them the coroner's budget. So if you could tell us what the cost differential is between having Canyon County pathology services and Ada County, I think that's an important distinction for taxpayers to hear.
Currently, our current pathologist's salary is $206,000.
Mm-hmm.
If we no longer use his services, we'd have to take everything to Ada County.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at several different years, 2022, 2023, and 2024, with the amounts that we had, times that by their current cost of autopsy, plus the cost of toxicology, not including x-rays because they go ahead their own schedule that I don't know their fees.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, in 2023, we did 143 autopsies. That's when fentanyl was really, really hitting, so we had a lot more work to do. So if Ada County was to do all of our autopsies then, it would have been $328,000 we would have had to pay them to do those. In 2024, our our amount went down, but if we still paid them for the autopsy and toxicology, we would have paid $239,200, but with tox, $264,056.00.
Okay, and I see that on your narrative here for there. Did you have a comparative to see what it is to keep that here in Canyon County? Am I just missing that? You have a lot of numbers here.
This is just as if Ada County did everything for
correct. Nope, yep, I got that part. I just didn't know if you broke it down to comparing that with what Canyon County did. Like if you took those same numbers and you ran them through Dr. Cron's and your
versus Commissioner versus his salary versus the autopsy.
Right, yeah.
I did, but that is in my other folder.
No problem. Okay. That's okay. Thank you.
I think she's given that background once before to the board. Probably within the last month we discussed this. We discussed it when the legislation was going through and what the potential would be, and it showed that it was a fixed known number if we kept him as our employee.
And Chairman, I appreciate that. The coroner's giving me I was not here for that presentation, so I apologize. Yes, one of the few that I've missed, but thank you. That's why I'm having a blank here.
It was very logical why to keep him. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry you missed
that. Yeah, and I wasn't suggesting that we replace him. I was just looking for the comparative numbers, and I'll have to go back and look
compelling.
At that. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Mr. I do have one question. I was meeting with PA Boyd and Senior Deputy Beatty this morning, and it came up because I had a question. When Dr. Cron is an expert witness in a case with the PA's office, who pays that? Do you pay that, or does the PA pay that for his services for that capacity?
I don't think he gets paid. I think he's already an employee.
Oh, so he does not get paid for that. It's just a part of his pay?
I believe so.
Oh,
I've never heard anything different.
That was my assumption.
Yep. Well, that clarifies that, because I was looking for expert witness fees going towards that function on both budgets, and I didn't see it. That clarifies it.
I just said in a trial yesterday, thinking to myself, I'm glad he's my employee instead of my consultant that's been brought in from outside. So.
He's great.
I guess we need to confirm with that, but that was my assumption.
I've never heard in my budget presentations where there was a line item that included an expert witness on top of the engagement fee that we have for him. We just pay, right?
Yes, Commissioner. And also, if we were to have Ada County need to testify for us, they do $400 an hour.
Okay. Chairman, you're in the wrong position, wrong profession.
Oh, well, there's good points and there's bad points about everything.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Chairman, I guess I'll just ask on your 2024 highlight, when would you decline an autopsy?
If the decedent has, if the decedent has a diagnosed medical history that the family wasn't fully aware, because some people don't disclose that to their family, mm-hmm. When there's obvious signs of death, you know, when someone has a stroke, we can see that, or a heart attack, we can see that. So if there's evidence there of what went on, we wouldn't need to.
Okay.
And we'd also have the history to back it up. If we go to someone and there is no medical history and they're not giving off any signs, then we would.
Okay. Thank you for that.
That's important to put on the record, too. That's good.
Yeah. And then, Chairman, can I ask another question that I haven't seen, I guess, highlighted at the extent that it is in your budget presentation this year, but it's the work that you're doing with Safe Infant Sleep, the Baby Haven, and all of that. So do you want to expand on that in the work that you're doing in the community to educate?
Of course, Commissioner. My Chief Deputy, Takasha Husky, She sits on the Safe Sleep Board, and she goes to schools, Salvation Army, other areas that service expecting mothers, and she just explains to them the need to put them, you know, to sleep on their back in a safe environment. Don't sleep with them, just so we can try and avoid these unnecessary infant deaths.
Yeah.
Good.
And I'm looking here. How many of those are you called out to annually?
Our average right now is 3 to 4 a year.
Okay. I'm sure that's here somewhere. I'm just not seeing it right offhand.
Commissioner, it's not on this, but I can put it on there if you would like for next time.
Yeah. Well, it's always, probably we all know somebody that's been touched by a SID's death. And for those people, it's devastating. Yeah. And Chairman, can I ask another question?
Yes, please.
Could you highlight, because we did fund two positions and got the vehicles last year, tell us how that rotation schedule is working for your office now that you've had them employed?
Yes, Commissioner. We didn't ask for new vehicles because once
okay.
When they're up to the point of being on their own, we are going to move to 12-hour shifts, so someone's always in the office at all times, and then we will just share vehicles.
Yeah, and thank you for that reminder, yeah.
And they won't be taking any home.
Yeah.
They are still currently in the field training part of everything because we did start hiring late.
Okay.
We're expecting to go to 12s on July 1st or June 30th.
Okay.
Monday.
Okay. That's nice for your team. You guys never know when those calls are coming.
It'll be very nice, and it'll cut down on, you know, working your normal day and going home and working some more and being able to share the call volume instead of one
right.
person getting it on their on-call day. So everybody's looking forward to the change.
Yeah. And then, Chairman, can I ask another question related to the training that's happening?
Yes.
So you're upping the standard in your office for how the deputy coroners are certified or trained. How's that process? How many people do you have through that already?
I have three deputies that are already out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
We are training the two new people, and they go, their FTO period is 8 to 12 weeks, and we can extend it out to 16 if we need to.
Okay.
And once that's done, they still on a one-year probation. We do let them know at any time. If you have any questions, it's better to call than not.
Right.
So they always have help.
Yep.
Once they hit that one-year mark and they meet the minimum hours or have investigated certain types of death, we'll qualify them to become ABMDI certified.
Mm-hmm.
We can start the paperwork to have them the testing take place. To actually get the certification document, which
okay.
is now becoming a national standard.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And that it's not a small task. 640 hours is what's required.
Investigative hours, yes.
Right. And the count, is there a cost incurred with that?
The actual test itself is $400. And in the past, the Idaho State Coroners Association will pay for that test.
Okay. All right. That's good information.
So I have a procedural question that maybe not directly budget, but when we invest that into that employee, is there any contractual agreement for them to stay a certain length of time because we've invested it into them? And that's a marketable certification that they could take elsewhere?
Chairman, no, there is not.
Can we look at you working with legal to create a contractual agreement with those employees that are wanting to improve themselves and that we're paying for that to keep them for, I don't know, I'm going to throw in a number, I don't know if it means anything, 6 months or a year, that they agree that they would continue working for Canyon County once they receive that certification. Otherwise, they're going to owe us proportional back compensation for that.
Yeah. Chairman, that's a great point, great follow-up. It's in my head and you brought it out. Thank you for that. And then we got a turnover vacancy rate. Your office sees so many things that it's difficult. And so, but what is the county's overall turnover rate is like 93. How does your office, you've had stability for a while, correct?
Commissioner, no.
No. Okay.
What our office has had, in my experience of being in that office, since 2019, it has been extremely high.
Okay. I'm looking at that report. Well, to your point, Chairman, that might be some incentive, but I don't know how you plan for, you've been in this game for a while, but how do you keep people in a seat that has that much exposure to personal trauma?
Commissioner, it's hard because we do look for people that they have that, what's the word? It's something that they've always wanted to do. That's been their drive during schooling, you know, other employment opportunities to get to this point. We try to stay away from the ones that say, well, I love watching this on TV. Mm. Watching it and doing it are two different things, and they usually don't end up wanting to continue when they see what we really do.
Gotcha. And Chairman, you do have an internship program that I guess you have a number of people that are on a waiting list to intern with Canyon County, is that right?
Yes, Commissioner, it is true. We usually only intern college students. Some of their courses require just 40 hours. Some require more than that. We try to accommodate their schedules, but again, it is just an internship, so there is no actual hands-on. Mm. They would basically go through the same field training that our new employees do, but there's no actual hands-on the decedents.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else?
I have one more question if you have time.
Well, I was just thinking, what do other coroner's offices do to try to keep long-term employees, or is it just the nature of the work?
Chairman, I'm honestly not sure.
Okay.
Now, talking to my own employees, what they would like,
right,
and to make them happy. Like right now, we do get comp time.
Right.
When we go to shifts, there will be a 4 hours comp time accumulated because of the way the shifts are done per pay period. They would prefer being paid overtime. I would prefer them being paid overtime.
So we would prefer that because we don't really enjoy having that liability exposure. It's hard to budget around and messes with you long term. Would that be a change in your operation from what you proposed here to just go ahead and pay the comp time and the pay period and the next pay period, I guess?
Chairman, the only problem that I would have, which I'm okay with because I'm still learning how to deal with it, is that with that buildup of comp time, and we only have very few members, is scheduling them to use it in a timely manner, because someone's going to have to fill into their schedule, and it's going to have to be me, because I have a floating schedule, so I can cover sick days, vacations, things like that, and if they work night shift, I'm going to be on night shift for a week, you know?
Yeah.
So. And that could get hard if it gets too high.
Right.
If we can try and keep it low, we try. That's what we're doing now.
Okay.
Chairman, commissioners, just a little context. We had a kind of a huddle. It was optional for people to attend. It was pretty much just the budget workshop to go through power plan and stuff. Director, I believe it was in that meeting that Director Danner said that there was a preference to move from comp time to overtime.
Right.
Okay, or Chief Rass mentioned that. Mm-hmm. So it was not included in any formal communications that I circulated as part of the budget request, but for those who picked up on it in that meeting, I did not follow up. I had no reason to question whether that was sort of a it came off more as an informal sort of directive as opposed to a formal directive. So I didn't want to like order people to put in, but we did encourage people to put in overtime in lieu of comp time in their budgets. But that was only communicated to the people who were in that meeting. So Jennifer, Coroner Crawford's communications this morning, it, you know, seemed to align based on your feedback that the preference is to budget overtime instead of comp time. And we may need to follow up if you're on the record wanting that as your preferred, clear on the record, we can in the second round of meetings tell everyone to revise their budgets to calculate what they think that is. So there will be a fiscal note with that, because those who have their overtime budgets have gone up. So I think the preference for overtime instead of comp time will cost us more in real time. It may help morale, because I've talked to my chief deputy and others, and a lot of people say they would prefer the overtime, you know, the time and a half when you're incurring that overtime in a week is preferred more than comp time. And it, and I think it eases administrative burden on tracking comp time, as you said, and scheduling time off, and it has a cascading effect just from operations. So while the county would incur more costs in paying out the overtime, I think it eases administrative work, and it is probably something preferred by employees. So it would potentially boost morale. So,
and Chairman, I would say one notable exception, because there was discussion at last year's budget hearings, Weeden Pest wanted to remain on a comp time basis because their work is cyclical. So I would want to make sure we contacted the director for that. But I think that, to me, seems like the exception rather than the rule. So I would be in favor, because to your point, it becomes a liability and it burns people out just to build up comp time. Looking over there at the chief.
Mr. Chair, I would say the individuals and departments offices I know that do the comp time, they really want to go overtime, and that's Weeden Pest. You're going to see in the IT budget presentation, I prefer to go to overtime as well, because of the same reasons that the coroner's talking about, trying to shift that time around. And comp time caps out, and people lose that time if they accrue more than that. So we do try to swap that out so it's fair for the employee. But you have parks, fair, other departments would love to do that as well.
Okay. And I don't, you have yet to add the new employees, or have you added them?
We have added them.
You have added them, and you've changed to, have you changed shifts?
Not till July 1st.
Not till July 1st. So I know that that's another, that was another sort of requested change as part of getting the two, so that you can go to those shifts, mm-hmm. if I recall, when we were here last year. So
mm-hmm.
I hope that helps some, too, from a morale standpoint. Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes, yeah.
But to your point, Commissioner Van Beek, we passed, that is very accurate. They're thinking about comp because they're seasonal.
Yeah. So the employees appreciate the ability to have that. They have times that are more down times in the winter hours, where that buildup of time over the summer that they're, when they're working all those hours, they want to be able to exercise that rather than cash out that. So we would just have to take a poll, I guess.
Right. Anything else?
I don't think so. Thank you for what you do. Yeah, we went over and toured the Ada County Coroner's facility. Are you fundraising for that yet? No. That was a pretty stark difference in just how much they service and their facility. There's a lot invested, $38 million worth of investment in that. It's really impressive.
Well, Mr. Chair, Commissioner, it is an impressive building. But, and they have all the new fancy stuff. But I want our people to know we do just as well with what we have. We would like more, but we can do just as well as them.
Yeah. And thank you. I appreciate that. We have good things. Oh, can I, the question I was going to ask, Chairman,
yes.
is that how is the chain of custody and the what you can help with by statute when you arrive, that process we worked on probably 5 or 6 years ago, how's that process going for assets?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner, it's going good. We have very few cases, but it has helped establish, you know, which direction to go. Some of the funeral homes still need refreshers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going very well.
Okay.
We've had, I think, 2 cases with the treasurer's office so far in the past couple months.
Oh, okay.
Very good to work with.
Yeah. And it's good to hear that the funeral directors, with the revision on that memorandum between the coroner's office and the funeral homes, has brought some of the drama down. We haven't had the funeral directors coming before the board since that time. So I appreciate your participation in that. And if there needs to be other revisions, you know, let us know.
I think we're so far so good.
Okay.
So far so good.
Good. All right. Anything else?
Okay. Chairman, yes. I don't have anything, and I will move with it. We adjourn.
All right.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thanks.